All right, so we're outside Meet the Media. I'm standing here with Eric. Eric, no surname, a bit like Topple, I suppose, the guy who used to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. And Eric's show is based on his experiences as a submariner. Korean Navy, Japanese Navy, which Navy were you in?
I was in the Royal Navy.
I've heard of that.
Yes, presently it's the British Navy. Obviously, after the referendum, it may be split. We're not really quite sure what's going to happen there, because the submarine base is in Scotland.
Faslane.
But obviously it's run by the government from presently Whitehall. So yes, who knows? Well, watch this space, I think.
How did you end up in Unterwasserbesserungs?
Well, first and foremost, I joined the Royal Navy, and then I was asked, once I finished my basic training, what sort of ships do you want to serve on? So I had to think about it, and I thought, well, frigates will probably be the thing for me.
They didn't think you were being rude?
No. But if I'd pronounced it differently, they probably would have. I thought, yeah, frigates, something that does West Indies guard ship, goes across the Caribbean twice a year, maybe catch a bit of the cricket, that would be nice. I didn't really want an aircraft carrier, I find them a bit large, a bit impersonal.
Yep.
And so my division officer said, oh, you want something small then? I said, yeah, something small. And he said, I've got just the thing for you, submarines.
I mean, my arm's getting a bit tired holding it up to you. How does an 8-foot person operate in a submarine?
Bent double, basically. Bent double. And sleeping is very difficult, because the bunks are only so long and only so wide, and if you don't fit, then that's just unlucky, really.
And tell us about the show. How did that come together?
A complete accident. I always credit Andrew O'Neill with having the idea for my show, because I used to do stand-up, and what we used to do after the stand-up shows, the comedians would get together, and that was their chance to have a beer, relax, and just talk about normal stuff. And the stuff that I was talking about was, you know, my experience on submarines, because everyone's always interested, everyone's fascinated by submarines. And one day he said to me, why don't you tell the stories on stage that you tell us down the pub? And I said, well, I can't, because there's too much, no one knows anything about submarines unless they're on them, and there'll be too much explanation, and you can't do that in a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute set. You can't even do it in a 20-minute set, really. And he said, well, I think you can. I said, well, no, you can't. He said, no, I think you can. And then he said, I'll prove it to you. He said, I run a club, come to my club, we'll do a regular spot, you'll be a regular guest every week, we'll call it Eric's Tales of Sea, and you'll just get up and tell your stories. And he said, my regular audience will get to know you, and he said, and you'll find that it works. And he was absolutely right. And from those collection of disconnected stories came a show.
How long have you been doing it for now?
This is my 7th year now of doing the show in Edinburgh.
It's pretty impressive. And how are you feeling about Fringe 2014?
Well, I love the Fringe. It's the biggest and best arts festival in the world. And apologies to every other festival all around the world, but this is the daddy festival. It's great. It's wet. We're stood here. I'm wearing my foul weather gear. Dan's looking very dapper in a jacket with a handkerchief poking out the top. You should really be wearing rain gear. I don't know how many Edinburghs you've done, but Wellington boots, sou'westers are de rigueur, really, here.
There you go, a submariner who can say de rigueur. Now, we like to end these interviews by saying, if you were going to send your audience off into the Wild Blue Yonder to see a show after they've seen, obviously, Eric's Tales of the Sea, which is on at
3:40 in the afternoon. It's on, from now up until the 24th, with the exception of the 12th.
And what should people see when they've seen that?
There are many, many, many fine shows here. I don't know how many shows there are, but I believe the Fringe has expanded by 10% this year, and there are some great acts. There's comedy, obviously. There's theatre, there's dance, there's music. What I would say is go and see as much as you can. If I had to make one recommendation, it would be go relax and listen to the music of Nick Pin, who